My name is Atsushi.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Oroville.
Welcome.
Today we're gonna see a performance of your dance.
Yes.
The story you would like to tell us, what is about?
This performance title is Stone. And Stone is coming from the earth. Coming from ground. This stone is kind of the earth, this kind of feeling. And I'm also, I think everybody, 100,000 years ago, a million years ago, our parts of the earth, and just think about Big Bang, like a beginning of universe. That time, this stone also me also, it was the same, but the coincidence, this stone become stone, and I'm like a human, and. That also coincidence, and then this stone, ancient time, it was river water floating, and some little bits of sand become moving around, and after that come together. In this stone, there is a small leaf or a small animal or many kind of element was already there. It means stone is not stone. Ancient time, really long time ago, think about. Then it was animal, it was water, it was some kind of animal. This kind of all element now coming together, and now it was it is a stone, something like that. Then I'm not stone, but I imagine this stone, what kind, how many element come together, and this each element I'm dancing, something like that.
But your dance is very much different than any other dance we can see. Where is the source of inspiration for your movements?
This time, workshop time, also what I'm doing things is very simple. We don't make a physical body of choreography. It means straight hand position or up hand position or this kind of things we don't do. And example, if you feel sunshine energy or look at sun, then dialogue with the sun. Or if we touching tree, then that's time feel this tree and naturally coming out movement, or like feel wind, and this wind pushing our body and moving, or like our dance is like come from imagination. If there is wind, if now I feel fire, if I feel wind, if I feel water, and that time movement is each person very freely. They can make as they like that. And then it means we can find own movement through imagination. And Butoh dance for us, very important things is find our own movement. Each person has a different movement.
But that is very much different than a classical Japanese dance, yes, or ballet or something.
That's true.
How is accepted?
Example, Japanese society, especially samurai society or ancient society, is very strict society, and we have to do this. If we stand up time, our hand have to put on the ground this direction. If open door, that time one hand and open door is not possible. Both hand and open door were many kind of physical limitation. And the society also very strict, and we have a lot of limitation. And Buddha founder name Tatsumi Hijikata. This Tatsumi Hijikata, he said body revolution. And it was this Buddha dance started 50 years ago. This year is a 50-year anniversary. That time, many young people wanted to have freedom. And political way, many young people made freedom and fight with police or something. That time, Buddha founder Tatsumi Hijikata told a lot of body revolution without political. More, our body should become freedom from then forget the society system of movement, and on the stage we can make any kind of movement. Even in the society, people look, this is not a beautiful movement, this is a beautiful movement. Society eye has this kind of eye, no? And then example, through society eye, disabled people dancing, then this is not beautiful movement. But through our Buddha dance eye, even disabled people's movement also, we feel very much beautiful. And we worked with a lot disabled people or mind disabled, a bit difficult now. But anyway, human baby also make a very strange movement, and we become adult, we cannot do such a kind of movement. But forget this society system of thinking, then we are freedom. We can express any kind of movement. That is Buddha dance like a beginning, and that's why Buddha dance is like a very different with the other dance.
The way you express through the dance, do you see any parallel with the philosophy of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, or the concept of world in general?
I think something similar things what I felt. In fact, I really didn't know all Aurobindo, Shuri, Aurobindo, what he said. Also, Mother, what she said. Also, I didn't know. But in Japan, there is some community, and one community is under 7,000 years old cedar tree. There is one community. And this community's guru, leader, he liked a lot my dance. And I made dance this around 7,000 years old tree around. I made a performance. That was 10 years ago. And this community's energy and Aurobindo energy, what I felt very similar energy. And this, what I cannot say, but really human and nature living together and cooperating together. And exactly, Aurobindo is big. And this 7,000 years old cedar trees village is very small. But I felt very similar energy. Yeah, like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.